السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, he is so well known in our country and around the globe that he doesn't require any introduction. So the very brief introductions which are normally given are so that we may listen to the bayan or listen to the waaz and the nasihat with azmat and with izzat and with the ihtiram that is required and necessary. When we have ma'rifat of a person, when we understand the caliber of a person, when we know who we are listening to, so then it has a different impact on the hearts. Otherwise, our akabirin, our mashayikh, they are not in need of any kind of praises, because they are not standing for election. They are already selected by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So they do not need our votes. They do not require our praises. So it is for ourselves that we mention a few things. That in this world at present, we find everybody wanting to climb on the bandwagon of whatever it may be. Everybody wants to climb the bandwagon. Wherever there is any kind of benefit that a person sees, and especially of the material kind, then whether it is the root of religion or anything else, they will try to climb onto that bandwagon. Look at the gurus in the Hindu community and many others. They have become multi-billionaires, but they pretend that they are great spiritual leaders. And then we find so much of deficiencies and weaknesses, and especially of the moral kind, that it shocks our imagination. So the same has happened now in this field of tasawwuf also, that many people have come into this field looking at the inclination of the large number of people in the ummah, that they are becoming inclined towards deen, they are becoming inclined towards recognition of Allah Ta'ala. They want to also get the ma'rifat and yaqeen and muhabbat and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ishq and muhabbat. So many peers then come into this field, and instead of leading them according to the Quran and Sunnah, then we have bid'at and we have so much of other khurafat. And those are the khurafat and bid'at which other people from the outside, when they look, then they say there is no haqiqat of this tasawwuf. It is nothing but just a myth, or it's a gimmick, or it's a money-making racket. So in this world of fitnas, when there's so much of fitnas all around, and we cannot find the true gold and the true diamonds, then at that time, personalities like our respected and honored guest, we should value and appreciate, because he is not one of those who just suddenly came onto the scene. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he chooses people for the khidmat of his deen in different fields. We have in the field of Darul Ulooms, Masajid, Madaris, Khanqas, Tabligh and Dawat. In different fields, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives people different kinds of abilities. So here our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum, his peer and his sheikh was Hazrat Shah Ghulam Habib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And he was a very great personality, well recognized not only in India, Pakistan, but even in the Arab world. And he spent a lot of time with him, and in his and he had khas tawajjuh on him. Now if we have to go into the history, that in 1953 he was born, and then all the different halat and the different situations, conditions, and how he qualified as an engineer, but now today is a peer of tariqat and shariat, and how many thousands of ulama around the globe, and great solaha and pious and righteous people and ordinary people like us have benefited from his waaz, his nasihat, his malfuzat. His kitabs are printed, different titles. His majalis and his oratory is well known around the globe. So we are very fortunate that we have had this one and only program for Natal in our masjid. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give Hazrat Maulana long life, good health, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must keep his knowledge flowing throughout the globe, and many people around the globe must benefit from his piety, his taqwa, And it is the transfer from heart to heart that is what is required. Apna dil kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de, ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. That is what happens. It is not something out of the ordinary. But this is what we have seen. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majmain became Sahaba because of the companionship of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The Tabi'in became Tabi'in because of the companionship of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. It carries on like that. I will conclude on one beautiful couplet of my Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. He says, Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, jo mili kisi ko akhtar, usse a gaya hai jina, usse a gaya hai marna. Kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, whether he is in South Africa, Pakistan, America, China, any part of the world. But if the person gets the sohbat of some ahle dil, a person whose heart is burning with the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, then inshallah the person will know how to live in this world and how to die as a Muslim and as a believer in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat, bahut hi khushi hui aap tashreef laye. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hume zyada se zyada aap se istifade ki taufeeq de aur aapke nafe ko aam aur taam farmaye.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created us and blessed us with countless bounties. One of those bounties is our heart, which is a source of emotions. All the emotions, feelings, they belong to the heart. Emotions of love, hatredness, emotion of happiness or sadness. So all these belong to the heart. So every human being has feelings. That's why we love to live together as a family, as a community, in the cities, in a country. We love to interact with each other because we have feelings. We have our needs. We want to express our feelings and we want to see the feelings of others. For example, if we are a member of the family and we do something and all the family members are happy, it makes us happy. We want to see them happy. We want to see all of them in comfort. So because we have feelings. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he defined what is the religion Islam just in one word. He told, Ad-deen an-nasiha, that religion is well-wishing. It means every moment he will be a well-wisher. Well-wisher of himself, well-wisher of the family members and all the human beings. Ad-deen an-nasiha. And those people who know about the Arabic language, that these two words have been used as marfa, ad-deen, alif lam, an-nasiha. And when mubtada and khabar both are marfa, then there is hasr. It means both are connected to each other. Lazim wa malzum. So the meanings will be ad-deen an-nasiha. Wherever there is deen, there is well-wishing. And wherever there is well-wishing, there is deen. It means a bad wisher, he cannot be a righteous person in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is a ruling given by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he trained the Sahaba in such a way that they had the best etiquettes in their life. They were soft-hearted, ruhama ubainahum. They were helpful to each other, sympathetic to each other, kind to each other, always thinking about the well-wishing of each other. So this was their characteristics. Let me quote few of the instances. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a merchant, a businessman. He used to buy the goods from Syria, Mulk-e-Sham of that time, and then sell it in Medina. And he was a rich person. Once he received his consignment at a time when there was dire need of that thing. Everyone was looking forward, can I get this thing? So when he received his consignment, all those small businessmen who used to do their business in the local areas, they just got together. And they said, you are lucky enough, you got your consignment at the proper time. So please sell it to us, we are to pay you the double of the price. Now it's a big incentive that a person, he gets double of the price. He said, no, I'm not going to sell it. So then one person came, he said, okay, I want to give you 3 times the price. He said, no. Then a man came, he said, okay, I am ready to pay you 4 times of the price. Now look at this. You spend 1 rand, and in return you get 4. Lot of profit. Allahu Akbar. But when everyone was coming, he was expressing that everyone needs it. So Sayyidina Usman Ghidlano, he got an idea that it means that a common person is in dire need of this thing. That's why they are selling me at 4 times the price, and maybe they can sell at 5 or 6 times the price to the other people. So he said, no, I am not going to sell. So the businessmen, they asked him a question, why are you not prepared to sell? He said, because you are not giving me a lot of profit. They replied that we are offering you 4 times the price. What do you want? 5 times, 6 times? He said, no, I need more profit. They said, no one can give this much of profit, what you are asking. He said, yes, I know a buyer, and he wants to buy these goods from me, and he can give me at least 700 times price what I have already paid. So most of them, they were Jews. They asked, who is that? Then he recited the ayat that if you spend in the path of Allah 1 grain, kamasali habba, ambatat sab'a sanabil fi kulli sumbulatin mi'atu habba, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes 700 grains out of one grain. So then he took all of his goods and just sent it to the poor people in the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were such well-wisher to the other people, always thinking about the comforts of other, of the community. So there was a Jew, he had a well. Now the water of the well was very sweet, very cold. People loved to drink it. Now this person, he used to sell it at a high price.